Hello, and welcome to stop number one on this audio trail of Burslem. That's where you are, right now. Burslem. Just in case you didn't know. I don't know, you might be a tourist or something. We get a lot of those these days, come to see that statue of that rock star bloke. Or maybe you've come to taste an oatcake. Anyway, I will be your narrator on this story, and I suppose it would be impolite of me not to introduce myself. This town is built on two ancient resources deep beneath the ground. One is coal, that wonderful shining black gold that for years has given you heat, power, and has allowed the furnaces of all your potteries to keep burning. The other seam, running beneath your feet and speaking to you now, is me. Clay. That's right, mud, muck, marl, or Terry, as I prefer. Terry Cotter. You may know me as bricks, tiles, and most commonly in these parts, pots. Of late, I'm having a minor resurgence in popularity. I've even been on the telly. The Great Pottery Throwdown. It's all about me, really. Although, I do keep getting shown up by that bloke who's crying all the time. Don't know what's up with him. Anyway, you may be wondering why I'm talking to you, and more importantly, how I'm talking to you. Well, if you'd like to find out more, please consult the map and move on to Stop 2. That's T.G. Green's Cornishware factory shop, just across the road.
Hello again, it's me, Terry. I'm glad you came over from Stop 1, and I do hope you stick with me for the whole of this story. Really, the whole thing starts here. But I want you to imagine this factory back in the midst of time, when it was quite a different business entirely. As I mentioned in my previous introduction, I'm having a bit of a resurgence in these parts, and people are falling in love with pottery again. Do have a browse around the factory shop when you finish listening. You might find some bargains to be had. I'm quite a fan of Cornishware myself. Who can resist that lovely stripy design? There's nothing better than a mug of tea brewed in a stripy tea pot. Anyway, as I say, the scene here takes place in a very different time, with very different people. Imagine, if you will, a science laboratory deep in the evil epicenter of a business. A business that cares nothing for its workers, that puts them under immense pressure to produce widgets and watsits at inhumane and unhealthy speed, all in the pursuit of profit.
I'm losing money hand over fist. We need faster production and we need it fast. What am I paying you two boffins for? I'm paying you to come up with something, and so far we have nothing.
We are making some progress, ma'am. In fact, just this morning, we had quite a breakthrough, didn't we, number two?
Oh, yes, we did, yes. A very important breakthrough.
Well, what is this breakthrough?
Yes, number two. Why don't you tell ma'am all about it?
Oh, no. It's mainly your work, number one. I wouldn't wish to steal your thunder.
No, number two. I absolutely insist. You really should take all the credit. I mean, after all, this is all your idea.
Well, I don't know. So, let me see.
Well, what if you just tell me before I do something you both regret?
open Sundays.
What?
Open the factories on Sundays, ma'am.
You useless Shawdruk. You pair of pot banks. You feckless fettlers. You jollers. You jigglers. You are nothing but a pair of saggers.
I must interrupt this scene with an explanation of some of the language which some of you may find a little challenging or difficult to understand. At the time of this story, the pottery industry was in significant decline, and proud words that described the many important specialisms of this work had begun to be used by some, such as the unpleasant individual you've just been listening to here, as terms of abuse and insults. Let me now enlighten you as to the origin of some of these wonderful words. Jolly jiggerer. These people use machine-assisted methods to form cups and plates. Fettler, sponger. They remove seams and imperfections from dry, unfired pottery to ensure a smooth finish. Sagger maker produces protective containers, saggers, to protect wear in the kiln. Shawdruk, a tip where waste pottery is dumped. There. Now that you've been educated, let us return to our scene.
Do you not think I haven't already thought of Sunday working hours? I have people working night and day, and I pride myself that I pay them extremely little for doing so. Yes! Now I have all those bloody potteries closed down and out of business. We need to accelerate our production to the next level. Carbolastic is the future of pots. We need more plates, more cups and saucers. Every second we shave off production equates to profit. I asked you to create for me a chemical that would speed up the process of carbolastic formation, and you dare to give me advice on my working hours?
Oh no, I wouldn't do that. I'm very sorry, ma'am.
You better have me some decent answers by tomorrow, or I'll throw you both into the processing plant.
Now, in this moment, I'd like you to imagine a set of dominoes, you know, all stood up on end. It took just one shove from this tyrant of a boss, and just like those dominoes, a cataclysmic chain of events fell into action. One worker fell into another, and into another, who fell into an array of conical flasks, Bunsen burners, and every kind of scientific experimental equipment you could imagine. And so, in an accidental fusion of various chemicals, a potion was created that seeped into the earth. And it was this potion that brought me to life. It was quite an experience, I can tell you. I had been laying dormant for around 300 million years, so, as you might imagine, I was a little groggy when I woke up. But you can find more out about that at Stop 3, over by the old Sunday school. As I mentioned before, waking up from a 300 million year snooze took me, and a few others, a little by surprise. It certainly took me a moment to get my bearings and work out who and where I was.
You're right down there, me duck.
What? Who is it? Where are you?
Up here, ducky.
Where?
Oh dear, he's not sharpstooning the box, is he? We're up here, sweet. I'll push on the wall, what's left of it.
Do you think we should be talking to him? He doesn't look very safe to me.
What are you on about? He's just sad. Let's go down and see him.
Oh, I don't think it's a good idea. He might squash us.
Why would he squash us? You always look on the dark side, you do.
No, I don't.
You do, you're a negative nooner.
Oi, stop your nagging, you two. Calm your feathers down. He's just a bit of clay. He doesn't mean us any harm. But judging by the way he's bumbling and knocking around down there, I think he needs to get his eyes tested.
I don't have eyes. That's the problem.
I thought as much. Right. We are coming down there, matey.
So what is it, my lonely friend? What's digging at you?
What's happened to all the children that used to come here? They'd play with me and make all sorts of wonderful objects. This place was full of little potters who would be getting their first touch of clay before growing up to be jolliers and jiggerers or brickmakers or tile makers. What's happened to everyone?
What's he on about? What's a jollier and a jigger?
Don't you know what a jolly and a jigger is?
No, what is it?
I'm not telling you, you wouldn't understand anyway.
Yes, I would understand. You don't know what it is anyway.
Shut up. Jolly and jiggers are some jobs that people had when they worked in the pottery factories around here before most of them closed down.
Closed down? Oh no, it's worse than I thought. People don't love me anymore. They've forgotten about me. I need to remind them. I need to get out of there and meet the people. My people. I need to go. Now!
Okay, slow down, sludge features. You can't go anywhere looking like that. And I think you're going to need our help. How about we shape you into something a little more presentable? And if you're going to get around anywhere, you're going to need some assistance so we can be your eyes. Ooh, a little eye there. Some curly hair there.
Arm.
Let's put them all together now. Okay, guys, that's really starting to come together. I think he needs a mustache. One of those handlebar ones and some sideburns.
Just to finish it off, a cowboy hat.
How do I look?
Like a cross between a cowboy and a pirate. All this work has made me hungry.
You look amazing. Let's go.
Yeah, time to meet your makers. Find some makers.
Can we get something to eat first?
I do hope you're enjoying the story so far. For the next instalment, please wander, as we did, over to Smash on Trent for stop number 4. You may be surprised that 3 pigeons and a living clay sculpture had managed to walk across the town without drawing too much attention to themselves. The thing is, the people of Burslem are, on the whole, a very accepting and friendly group of people. Here's what some of them have to say about the place.
I think Burslem, I think it's quite a community feel in general, really. Since we've got the Lamy statue, things will pick up, that's good. Got people visiting from Australia, Germany, so that's been really, really good.
So we came here to see the Lamy statue? And we come from Switzerland to see that. Yeah, it's a really good experience. So we meet some different people here, and lots of people love to talk about the statue and all the different places to visit and have a good time here. Yeah.
The people here is really, really nice here.
People are always like to try the oat cakes. They always, because we specialise in oat cakes here in Stoke-on-Trent, but they want to know what an oat cake is, and yeah, they like to try one.
It's got a good energy. It's got a good feel, good community sense. Yeah. All different types come in and going all day. Because originally I'm from London, and I came up some years ago, and just fell in love with it. because of that sense of community. It was so different to London. Well, people had time to talk to you.
There's a lot of art about Burslem, so you can kind of tap into that. You might not see it instantly, but the more you hear, the more it welcomes you and puts its arms around you. We love Burslem because actually it was done really well.
There, you see? What a friendly bunch they are. Sadly, there are a few exceptions to this rule, and we will meet them later in the story.
Please, can we get something to eat? Just a little peck of something. I'm wasting away.
Wasting away? Are you pulling my tail feathers? The only thing you're wasting away is other people's time.
All right, you two, stop bickering. Who fancies a burger from Smash on Trent?
Excuse me, have you seen a group of young people here? I'm supposed to be meeting my friends, but I can't see them anywhere.
No, sorry, we have only just opened. You and that bunch of pigeons are the only customers we have had so far.
Okay, can I just wait here while I message them?
Sure, go ahead.
Where are you guys? I thought we were meeting in Smash.
We've changed our minds.
Oh, I must have missed the message. I can't see the message on here.
Sorry, Mia. We can see you next time.
We had another offer and it was a bit like,
exclusive. I'm sure you get it.
She seems really upset. Shall we go after her? Enoch, Moorcroft, Clarence, that's the pigeons, and I ran out of Smash on Trent in pursuit of Mia, that's the young girl. We'll hear more from them later, but for now, please head over to Stop 5, the old post office. As mentioned previously, the people of Burslem are, on the whole, wonderful people of good character. However, you will shortly meet a few that are less than desirable.
All right, Grayson, usual?
Yeah, and a packet of dry roasted peanuts, please.
Coming right up. Help! Emergency! Monster! There is a monster in the old Sunday school, made of clay.
All right, mate, I think you've had enough already. Come back when you're sober, yeah?
No, I am serious, and I am stone cold sober. I happened to be walking past the old Sunday school. I heard an almighty crash. I looked around and one of the walls had fallen down. I looked inside and this creature was like a giant blob, all sticky and gooey, writhing around and smashing the place up.
Right, okay, well, I'm not sure what I can do about that, mate. You know I've got a delivery to deal with today. The pipes need cleaning, and I've got some new beers to get on for the weekend.
Well, we need to do something, or we are doomed.
Well, maybe you should have a word with the circus people over the road.
Circus people?
Yeah, they always love a spectacle.
Come on, you lot! Break's over! We need to get on with rehearsals!
Oh, no. We won't be jumping through any hoops. We are show lions. Yes, parading about and roaring. That's more our thing.
Boring! People are bored with parading lions. They've seen it all before.
Don't be ridiculous. The public love us.
Well, Not if the takings from our last show are anything to go by.
Well, why don't you put your head in my mouth again? People always enjoy that. They love their peril.
If we do that again, you need to brush your teeth, Denise. I almost passed out last time. No, we need a serious marketing campaign. Some good publicity. We need to get ourselves in the papers. We need...
Excuse me?
Who are you and what do you want?
I need your help. A monster made of clay or mud or something has burst out of the ground and is going to destroy the town. Someone needs to stop it.
Perfect! This is exactly the moment we have been waiting for. We will fight the monster and save the town. I will be a hero and people will come from miles to see the circus of red lions.
Yes, if we decide to help you. And honestly, it all sounds a little dangerous. I might break a claw or something.
Yes, we will be heroes. Just imagine all the adoring crowds throwing flowers into the ring. It will be just like the old days. But we need a plan. How can we defeat a monster made of, what did you say he was made of?
Clay, I think, or mud, maybe.
Well, I'm not going anywhere until I've finished doing my hair. It needs a blow dry.
That's it! A dryer! We need to dry it out, and it will turn to dust. Right, everyone, grab their hairdryers. Let the battle commence.
You may get the sense that we are now reaching a climactic moment in our story, and you are right. So, head over to Bear Wall Art Gallery for the penultimate stop on this journey. Burslem and the surrounding towns of Stoke-on-Trent are packed full of creatives. I highly recommend you pop into this shop and have a chat with Amanda and look at some of the art that's on show there. But before you do, let's catch up with me and my feathered friends as we comfort Mia, the young girl we first met in Smash-on-Trent.
Wait up, Ducky.
Don't you want to talk about it?
Don't cry.
What's your name?
Mia.
Someone said something to you?
I was supposed to meet my friends in town, but they have stood me up again.
Maybe they just forgot?
No, they did it on purpose. They are horrible. They pretend to be joking, but I know they aren't. They said I was chopped.
Chopped? You're looking one piece to me.
No, chopped, it means ugly.
You are not ugly, Mia. You're beautiful. Let me show you.
Whoa! What's happening?
There's something about sculpture that brings out the real beauty of a person or a place. I'm not always the best at expressing myself, but I can really feel the quality of a person when I start to shape and move myself. You might find that too. I encourage you to pick up a piece of clay if you get the chance and just start to shape it. See what comes out. I'm sure that after a while something beautiful will emerge, as it did on this occasion, as I squished and stretched and pushed and pulled myself into a sculpt of Mia.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
I look beautiful. I am beautiful.
Yes, you are. But sometimes you need to look at yourself differently. As Mia and the rest of us admired the sculpture we'd created in Bear Wall Art Gallery's window, we heard a peculiar humming and buzzing sound in the distance. It seemed to be coming from our final stop at the Lemmy statue. Quickly, head over the road and see what's going on.
Behold! It is the monster of clay! Ha ha! Your time is up, you lump of muck! That moustache does not fool anyone.
Who are you, and what do you want?
I have come to vanquish this...
We have come.
Well, it was my idea... Oh, all right, all right. We have come to vanquish this beast and save the town of Burslem.
He's not a beast. Don't speak to him like that. And Burslem doesn't need saving.
It does need saving. Now be quiet, will you? I need to give my rousing speech before the heroic battle begins. Now, here goes. Townspeople of Burslem, I come to save the day.
We
have come to save the day. This battle will be the making of this town. Never before have you faced such peril, and never before has such a band of heroes gathered together around one fearless leader to overcome adversity and unite to battle.
He goes on a bit, doesn't he?
I've got an idea that will shut him up.
There have been many men in the course of history who have valiantly fought for what they believe. I stand here today.
We.
Yes, we. Okay, we stand here today on the shoulders of giants.
Can we just get on with it?
What?
Get on with it. Just cut to the end of the speech. We haven't got all day, and it's getting a bit nippy just standing around.
Okay, okay. Let's see. Cut. Fifth stop. All right, last sentence. Let me say. I, the ringmaster.
Wrong master, more like.
With my trusted pride of circus lions, will not only win this battle, but we will entertain you. Now, take this. Or is it? Take that. Oh, pants.
Haha, look over here, you furry flops. I've unplugged you.
What do you want to destroy the clay for anyway? This town is built on clay. It's him that makes us special. Go on, Terry. Show them what you can do.
Terry? Who's Terry?
Terry Cotter. That's the clay's name. Now watch this.
With the help of my pigeon friends and Mia, we create a miniature sculpture of all the people who have gathered around us. And somehow, we manage to find the beauty in all of them.
Don't I look dazzling?
Oh, don't I look handsome?
Oh, I say, I've turned out well.
I do look rather dashing.
And so, the ringmaster, and the lions, and the pigeons, and all the people of Burslem saw themselves reflected in the clay, and they liked what they saw. They saw a new, creative Burslem, and they embraced it wholeheartedly. And now, Burslem is a place full of wonderful people doing wonderful, creative things. Why don't you join them?
Thank you for listening to Terry Cotter and the Battle of Burslem. This audio trail was created and voiced by artist Ian Pringle and the Cascade Group of Young People. Ideas for the story were developed through workshops with Year 7 and 8 students from Haywood Academy and the Year 6 students from Smallthorne Primary Academy and Mill Hill Primary Academy. The map and accompanying illustrations were created by artist Becky Kramer, using ideas developed with Cascade Group and Year 7 students from Haywood Academy. The Cascade Group is a creative team of Year 7 and 8 students from Haywood Academy. They commission and work with artists to bring their ideas to life. The audio trail was produced and commissioned by Partners in Creative Learning as part of the wider Cascade program. The work was kindly funded and supported by Stoke Creates, Arts Council England, the Character and Arts Foundation, the City Learning Trust, Haywood Academy. Thanks go to Bearwall Gallery, Smash on Trent, Stoke-on-Trent City Council, TG Green Factory Shop, Haywood Academy Art Department, and Muddy Publishing.